Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
God. Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Sister Smith, to my pastors, Temple and Leticia Spencer. Praise God. To Pastor Carol, to all the ministers, to all of the apostles, to the apostle, to all of our deacons, to all our mothers, to all of our prophetess, to all of our, praise God, intercessors, to all of our youth, to all of our evangelists, to all of our ADM leadership frontline, to the men and women, family members and friends of ADM, I bid you good evening. I bid a good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico, good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean island chain, Missouri, Michigan, Illinois, and Delaware. Good evening, and good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we thank God for allowing us to be here one more time. Oh, bless his holy name. See, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Oh, bless his holy name. But we thank God that he saw fit, praise God, to give us one more day to be in the land of the living, to give his name the praise, to go out and do his works, to build his kingdom, to tell somebody about the good news in the gospel of Jesus Christ on today. Oh, praise his holy name. Oh, praise his holy name. For what a mighty God we serve. He is holy. He is awesome. Oh, bless his holy name. He is wondrous. He is righteous. Oh, bless his holy name. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is our God, our Lord, our Savior, Deliverer, Healer, Provider, Protector. He is our all in all. Oh, bless his name. And all we have to do is come down to the altar and bow before his mighty throne of grace and praise his holy name. Lay our petitions at his feet to take them up no more, that we will be blessed and that he will take us to another level in him, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. There's only way to get to the Father, just one way, and that is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Oh, bless his name. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Good evening.
Good evening to you also, Pastor Smith, and God bless you also. Lord, I come to you, my Heavenly Father. Give me the honor and the glory. Who's the head of my life? I give the honor to my husband, Deacon Jackson. Honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple. Honor also to Pastor Smith and First, and Sister Smith. And I give honor to Mother Heaven this afternoon in the mighty name of Jesus and Pastor Carolyn and every member at ADM Ministry. Father God, as we come to you once more, God, humbleness, we know how, God, thanking you just for another brand new day, God, another brand new day that you allowed us to see, God, with breath functioning in our bodies, God, so we
yeah.
say thank you, Lord.
Thank
in spite
you.
Of all, God, we realize, God, you didn't have to spare our lives.
Yeah.
Oh, but God, you did once more
yes,
in the mighty
did.
Name of
yeah.
you, so we say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, 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 say, God, that we are able, you made it possible, that Wherever they may be, God, send your Let no harm or danger come upon them up. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, for the youth, God. This youth that you're bringing up in these last and evil days, God. People might not speak over a shadow, but they will in the mighty name of Jesus. This generation, Lord, I say that you're raising, God. They're going to stand firm in the name of Jesus, God. They will not bow down, Lord, I say. They won't hook up with the cliffs, God, by side. Oh, but they're leaning on the name of Jesus, Lord, God. We thank you, Lord, this day, God. These things we ask in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray this day, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you every person get their hearts in position to receive, God. Word of God is Mother Helen, come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for everything that you're doing in these last and evil days. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Father God, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you.
Yes.
We can't thank you enough.
Yes, Lord.
All glory, thank hallelujah.
You. Thank you.
All glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now come in the midst, Holy Spirit. Take full control.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Take full control, Holy Spirit. You have total access. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Move right now.
In the name
Shake
of
right
Jesus.
Now. In the name of Jesus. Stir up right now, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. The atmosphere. Stir up that fallow ground. Holy Spirit. Do it right now. Do it right now, Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and attend to your people, Holy Spirit. Come and stir us up. Come and renew us. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Glory, hallelujah. Go into every home right now. Move, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Have your works.
Hallelujah.
Have your works, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
To be done right now in each and every one of us, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, quicken us. Redeem the time, Holy Spirit. Yes. Shake off tiredness. Shake it off right now. Oh, glory be to God. Lord God, that we can receive your Holy Spirit as he come right now to touch your people, Lord God, to deliver your people, Lord God. Oh, glory, hallelujah, to renew your people right now, Lord God. Do it right now. Do it right now. Do it right now. Come. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your will. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Touch every heart. Touch every mind. Do it right now. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Renew us. Renew us right now, Father God. From the crown of our head to the sole of our very feet. As you come, Holy Spirit, in the midst, show forth your anointing, overflow power. Right now, Lord Jesus, have your perfect will. Have your perfect way in the name of Jesus. Meet us, oh God, where we are. Meet us, Lord God, with our petition. Meet us, Lord God, with our request. Meet us, Lord God, to mold us. Meet us, Lord God, to fix us. Holy Spirit, do it right now. Do it right now. Come right now, Holy Spirit. In the midst, come right now. Yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. We feel you. He's here right now. He's here right now. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for coming. We thank you for coming. Oh, glory. For coming to see about us. For coming right now to bless us.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory. To anoint us. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's all about you, Holy Spirit. Right now. Touch internationally. Touch locally. Touch in the islands. Do it right now, Lord Jesus. Touch in the four corners of this earth. Touch your people, Lord God. Renew us right now. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit. Save and deliver. Right now, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Do it right now. And we thank you, Holy Spirit. And we praise you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Right now. Move on every prayer that came in that corporate prayer. Do it right now. In the name of Jesus. Do it right now. You see. You hear. Yes, Holy Spirit. And now. You come. Have your way. Fix us today. Right now, Lord Jesus. Attend to us. Our hearts. Our minds. Do it right now, Lord Jesus. Through your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, glory
Lord.
Be to God. And we want to thank you, Holy Spirit, as you have your way, as you come in the name of Jesus and work your will that the Father has sent you. Do it right now. Do it right now. Overflow, overflow right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fill those. Fill those, Lord. With your Holy Spirit. Give them that gift, oh God. That's a keeper. That's a teacher. That's a leader. Do it right now. In the name of Jesus. That provides spiritually, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Just a touch from you, Holy Spirit, will make everything all right. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way right now. Somebody needs you. Somebody needs your Holy Spirit. Touch them right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Bring them back. Bring them back, Holy
Lord.
Spirit. Restore right now. In the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Do it, Holy Spirit.
God.
And we're
going to
praise you.
Lord.
And we're going to thank you because of who you are. Holy
thank
Spirit.
Lord.
Right now. We thank
Lord.
You. And we praise
thank
you for all
yes,
things.
Lord.
And everything that cometh from
Lord.
Above. In the name of
Lord.
Jesus,
yes,
just
Lord.
Have your way right
yes,
now.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Touch even the word that's going to come from my own
yes,
mother,
Lord.
Helen,
Holy yes,
Spirit.
Lord.
You take full control
Jesus.
Right now. In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. And
yes.
use her,
Lord
God,
yes, Lord.
To spread
yes, Lord.
The
yes,
table
Lord.
Of the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
So we thank you. And we
thank
praise
you,
Lord. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Lord. Have
thank
your way.
You,
oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You.
Oh, bless
yes,
your
Lord.
Name. Holy
yes,
is your name.
Yes,
righteous
yes.
is your name, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And we say thank you. And we praise
you. Thank you, Lord.
And we
thank
glorify
you.
And magnify your name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is the highest praise. Glory
yes,
be to God.
Is.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Hosanna.
Thank yes. you, Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
Lord, thank you.
Well,
thank
amen.
You,
praise God. We're gonna move on and get out the way, and
amen.
Let Mother Helen come. Now I
amen.
Don't know if she's gonna do a drive-by or sit down, but you get ready, get ready, get ready.
Amen.
For what Mother Helen is gonna bring from the Lord on today.
Amen.
God bless you,
yes.
Mother Helen.
God
happy
bless
birthday
you,
to you.
Thank
and
you.
Let
God
the Lord
you.
Use you.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson. You know, I just love it when y'all get in my message. That let me know we on one accord in the spirit. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah
Lord.
Is the highest
Lord.
Praise.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
I thank God,
hallelujah.
Who's the head of my life, the giver of my life,
yes.
and I thank God for Pastor Smith, Mother
thank
Jackson,
you,
all of the mothers at ADM, Deacon Joe, the intercessors, the prophet, everybody that it takes up to make ADM. And last but not least, my wonderful pastor, Temple Spencer, First Lady Lakeisha Spencer. And I just want to take time out to thank everybody at ADM, the ADM family, for making my birthday such a success. I just wasn't looking. But it was just overwhelming. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. You don't have to show the love that you do, but I thank God that you do. Because everybody like to be loved on. Everybody like for somebody to show them love. And that's why it's not hard for me to walk in love, because you reap what you sow. What you put out is what come back to you. And I thank you all again and again. If I had 1,000 thank yous, it wouldn't be enough. Well, we're just going to chat about a lot of things tonight. It's just so much chaos going on in your neighborhoods. People you know, fire houses catching fire, people with guns, and people that just don't have no respect for people or law.
Amen.
It's just dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you want to get paranoid to even go to a service station or even just go to a Walmart. Just go about your daily occupation, because Satan is all. I know Jesus is tugging on our heart. He's soon to come.
Yes.
And the saints of God, we got to buckle down and we got to kill this flesh out. I never
Amen.
See so much of saints that I run into with flesh still on the parade. They're easy to get angry. They touch
mm-hmm.
you. And
yes.
that is when you need to go down on your knees and ask,
Amen.
Talk to God about yourself.
Yes.
We all
Amen.
Can look in the mirror and find some shortcomings. I know I'm the first one to say, me, me, me. It's not just about you, it's about Mother OG also. I fall short, but I'm not afraid to get down on my knees and tell God, make me over. Change me, oh God. Change me, oh God.
Amen.
And that's what we're going to talk about today. Ask yourself the question, who are you in Christ Jesus? If you was to make a list that caused anxiety and tension and
yeah.
pressure and
yeah.
depression mm-hmm. to come in your life, I bet it would outweigh all of the blessings that you could think about. So we need to rise up out of our bed of dismay and
Amen.
Ask ourselves the question, who are we? Who are you in Christ Jesus? You know, it's been a wonderful thing that we've been had. If you look over the calendar, and I don't know how many people at the ADM have really took it serious. I hope all, especially us as leaders, about when the word consecration Have you ever thought what that really means when you sit down and consecrate yourself? That means you're carefully thinking about something you are doing and that nothing else should ever come in. That means you're setting yourself aside by concentrating on God and the Word of God. That's why those scriptures were given. And when you talk to God, He listens. You don't have to have no special way. You don't have to yell, scream. He even hears the silent heart. And that's what we're going to be talking about. I can't stay out of this 8th chapter of Romans. It's just so much. It's one of the most profound chapters in the Bible. When I first come to the Lord, and I was still rough around the edges, I had a lady to prophesy to me, and she said, if you get in the 8th chapter of Romans every day and the whole book of Colossians, she said, you will change your ways. That meant that I would change my sin nature and ask God to fill me with the Holy Spirit. Because you can't keep any of these if you don't have the Holy Spirit indwelling in you. This is not for the ain'ts. This is for us as saints. And this is us when we have this instilled in us. Then we can reach out to the ones and witness to them to let them know the goodness of the Lord. And my heart has really been on the youth for the past few weeks, that we really need to show them love. We really need to encourage them, because it just seems like the gangs want to take over our young people at these schools. These kids are bringing guns to school and what have you. And we shouldn't take that lightly. But that being said, I'm just going to start. I won't read all of the verses. I always tell everybody to get in the Word of God for themselves and spend some time reading so that you will know who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. You know, Romans, the 8th chapter, starts out talking about condemnation, but it ends up talking about separation, no separation. First verse, life through the Spirit. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life, listen to this, set me free, set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do in that was weakened by the sinful nature. That means you couldn't do nothing for yourself. God did by sending his own son in the likeness of a sinful man to be a sin offering. That says it all. We have an advocate with God. We can go to him in secret prayer. We can tell him all about our faults, all about our shortcomings. The main thing about the 8th chapter of Romans is the flesh. That's what we need to do, is kill the flesh. Because Satan will bring every kind of thought that he can bring to your mind. This one don't like me, or that one don't like me, or this one act funny with me, or this and that. That ain't nothing but flesh on parade. And we all have been now. Nobody hold their hand at and point their fingers. We all have felt like that since we've been filled and saved filled with the Holy Ghost. We have thoughts. We think things we shouldn't. But there again is when you need to go in your secret place and talk to God. Get in your Word, because the Word of God tells you that He, goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. And so we don't want to wait, but the Word of God says, they that wait on the Lord shall mount up like wings of an eagle. You may run and not get weary. You may faint. But you got an advocate with the Father, with God, Jesus, all above. And to confirm what the first verse said, we're going down to the 13 and 14 verse. For if you live according to the sinful nation, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear. Remember what I told you, fear is false evidence appearing real. but you receive the spirit of sonship. That means you belong to him. Everything that he has to offer, every promise in the book, is yours,
yes.
It's mine, and you can have it. The Spirit himself testifies, we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, and heirs of God and co-heirs of Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory. Now, we don't want to suffer. When we go to the doctor, get a bad report.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's shocking. And we call our best friend, and we try to get consolation there. They do the best they can. But who you need to go to is the Lord, because
Amen.
He is a healer.
Yes,
you don't even have, you don't even have to earn. He don't tell you, well, if you do this and do that, I bless you.
Mm-hmm.
No, all he said is stand on his promises. He
Amen.
Said by his stripes we are healed. So, God,
yes.
I may not feel like I'm healed now, but I know you're going to do it. And you just
yes.
got to keep your eyes on the prize or keep your eyes on
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Stay in
Amen.
Your word. That may mean having to cut off the TV. That may
Amen.
Mean you having to stay off the telephone. But I
Amen.
Tell you, in these last and evil days, whatever it takes, my dear friend,
yes,
my
Lord.
Children of God, we need to do it. Because
yes,
Jesus
Amen.
Is soon to come. He's right
yes.
around the corner.
Yes.
So we don't
yes.
want him to catch us with our work undone.
Amen.
We're thinking about the future glory. I consider that our present suffering are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us. That's mean when you raise your eyes up in
yes.
heaven, when you work
mm-hmm.
down here is finished. The
Amen.
Creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subject to frustration by its own hope. Okay. Hope is what we say we have. But if we can't see it sometime, we can't hope for it. Not
mm-hmm.
only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown
yes.
inwardly as we wait
mm-hmm.
eagerly for our adoption as sons through redemption of our body. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what we do not yet have? We wait
mm-hmm.
for it patiently. That's back to your healing. That's back
mm-hmm.
to your finances.
Amen.
That's back for whatever you are petitioning God for. Sometimes God knows us better than we know ourselves. And sometimes
Amen.
When he withholds things, it may not be time for you to have that. Sometimes
Amen.
If he gives us a lot of money, like the pastor was saying Sunday, a lot
yes.
of people's hands you don't need to put your funds in. They,
mm-hmm.
every hand is not blessed hand. And
Amen.
Then we don't need to harbor bitterness in our heart about what have happened in the past. Sometimes your children can act up. Sometimes your spouse can act up. Sometimes people in general can just act up, and it can kind of set you off. But we have to know without a shadow of a doubt that the Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. And you should bless him at all times, and his praise should continually be in your mouth. It's
Amen.
Not hard to do. When you think of the price that Jesus paid for us to have a right to the tree of life, that's enough to make you want to run all over your house and shout and say, Lord, what lack I yet? Whatever
Amen.
It is, change me. Change me, oh God. Recreate
yes.
me a clean heart. Renew
yes,
the right
yes.
spirit within me. Because
yes.
when you think about some past events that have happened to you, everybody didn't have a luxurious childhood. Everybody wasn't born with a silver spoon in their mouth, as the old saying goes. And sometimes Satan will bring all of that luggage, that baggage, back to your mind. And as I read previously, there's no condemnation in those who are in Christ Jesus. When you're in Christ, nobody can false accuse you again about your past. God nailed it to the cross. Don't lie,
yes.
even if they do. So that was the old man, but this is the new me.
Amen.
And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those predestined he called, those he called he also justified, those he justified he also glorified. So every last one of us got a gift and a calling of God.
Amen.
We don't see it, but God knows what's inside of you. When you bow your head and when you cry and ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, then you, those angels will begin to encamp all around about you. And things that have been a struggle for you or things that used to make you angry, you'll surely come into a new person. And you look around all the time and have those set of twins walking by your side. That's grace and mercy. He say, I'll never leave you or never forsake you. So then what shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all. How will he also not along with him graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whose God has chosen? If God has chosen you, can a devil in hell stop it?
Man.
We can slow it down by having letting that fleshly man come up. But I can tell you, if you got that gift down on the inside of you and you know that you have it, you better use it for God. Because God loves us, but he also will chasten us. And my mama used to tell me, you rather tote a butt whipping for me than to get one from Jesus Christ. And I never knew what that meant. That's why I find myself doing my very best. I'm not perfect. I be in error like anybody else. But I just ask God for godly repentance. I ask him to move Helen out of the way and let me have more of Jesus. I'm not ashamed to go to him with godly repentance. I've asked him to remove selfishness from me, give me more love, let me walk in that agape love, let me see and don't see, let me always see the best and the goodness in everyone that you meet, because you want to see people like God see people. He said, God who justifies, is it he condemned? Jesus Christ who died more than who was called to life is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword, as it is written, for your sake, we face death all the day long. Some books say we're counted as sheep to be slaughtered. But knowing all of these things, through him who loved us, we are convinced that neither death, nor life, neither angels, nor demons, neither the present, nor future, nor any power, nor height, not death, not anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And that says it all, my friends, my saints of God, my ADM family, everybody under the sound of my voice, get to know who Jesus is. Come to him meek and humble as a child and say, God, I yield. I'm a sinner. I'm a wretch undone. We once were wretches undone. We haven't always walked with God. And that's why we can always take time out to be able to witness to someone and tell them what God can do. Be transparent. If you were an alcoholic or drinker and you witnessing to one, then share your testimony with them. Let them know that you haven't always been a child of the King, a child of God. But friends, we have to kill that flesh daily. Sometimes he will use your children. He will use your spouse. He will use co-workers. He will use neighbors. The Satan is busy running to and fro, seeking who he can devour, seeking who he can take out. If you think he loves you and he's crazy about you, so stand up and be counted.
Amen.
Let that devil know who you are in Christ Jesus. Bind him up. Send him the slew foot on the run. Tell him the blood of Jesus stands against him, because the blood still works. The blood still works, saints of God. It still works. And be not weary in well-doing, because you will reap if you faint not. No time to faint. No time to be angry with each other. No time to have animosity. A blessed, blessed, your hands will not be blessed with a cursed heart. Get it right. Ask God to let you die daily. Kill the flesh. I get up in the morning and I say, Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for keeping me through the night. This is a good day for the saints of God, no matter what's going on. 6 months ago, I couldn't have said this. When that tree fell on my house, I fell apart. I'm going to tell the truth. After about 2 or 3 months, it looked like there wasn't nothing coming together. I wanted to fall apart. But I thank God for a pastor who don't mind reprimanding you and reminding how good God already been to you. I thank God for Pastor C, who keeps me boosted up day by day. She always encouraged me. And so now I'm on my way. But I know with this being said, it's a thought going to come to my mind. It's something else is going to antagonize me. But you know what I say? Get thee. I don't want him behind me. I want him under my feet. Get thee under my feet. Step on the devil's head. Put Satan on the run. Because the blood of Jesus still works. The blood of Jesus still works. So let us die. Let the flesh die. Let us come forth and work together and be all that God is calling us to be. If you're a prophet, prophesy. If you're an evangelist, witness to people. If you're a teacher like me, teach. If you're a preacher like Prophetess Jackie, preach. If you're a prayer like Mother Jackson, pray. If you're a teacher and a preacher and a teacher and all above like Pastor Smith, do it. Do it for the Lord. You're not doing it for man. You do it to claim your place in heaven.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you. Lord,
thank
I praise
Jesus.
You. I just thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you.
Thank you.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
For keeping these 81 years, Lord. I thank you.
Yes.
I thank you.
Amen.
I thank you, Jesus. I praise you. I lift your name on high. You worthy. You worthy. You worthy. Oh, God, keep me, God. Teach me how to love more and more, Lord Jesus. Lord, change me, oh, God. Whatever needs changing it, God. Change me, oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to leave that being said that the flesh died. Now we're going to have a funeral service. The funeral service will be held today. We're going to kill jealousy, pride, strife, hate, gossip, fornication, lies, adultery, selfishness, idolatry, doubt, lies, disobedience, fear, loneliness. They will kill on purpose by the fire of the Holy Ghost. There will be no viewing because there is no remains. God bless you. I hope you got something out of what was said today. Be encouraged and know that goodness and mercy is following you all the days of your life. And wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And be
hallelujah.
God bless you. Pastor Smith, you can grab it and run.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord, for the word.
I tell you what, brother, you said a mouthful. And I'm not going to touch this one. What I'm going to do, I'm going to bring in our own apostle. and Pastor
Amen.
Temple Spencer. Praise
Jesus.
God. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless all of you. God bless you all.
Amen.
God bless
you.
Yes,
God bless you.
Listen, I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to touch it as well. But Mother Helen just Mother Helen just said we having a funeral service. So in the funeral service, the last words got to come from the pastor at the grave site. And at the grave site, we do a rededication back to the ground. We rededicate the body back to the earth. So in this case, we're going to do a rededication back to the devil. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The devil can take his own pride and his own stuff. God
Come
bless
on,
you. We turn this back over to the funeral reception. God bless all of you.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Send him back.
Praise him.
Send him back. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what. Take hold of it. Let it go in one ear and let it marinate right on inside there. And don't come out on the other side. Amen. Everything
Amen.
That you got on this evening from Mother Helen and our own apostle, take heed. Do your duty. Whatever it is, do your duty. And everything
Amen.
Else is not of God.
Yes.
We thank God. We thank God.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
Thank you.
All right, don't forget, our talent show coming up on Saturday, March the 17th. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Time 5 to 9 p.m. Amen. And it's located at 8396 Highway 85, Riverdale, Georgia. Point of contact, Sister Barbara Smith, 910-603-5869. And you can still get your ticket. Praise God. Still get your ticket at eventbrite.com. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, we thank God for the word. We thank God
you,
for
Jesus.
Mother Helen. Amen. We thank God. We thank God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. We thank God.
Yes,
Amen.
We do. Amen.
So I tell you what, I tell you what. Just go and marinate somewhere and let the Holy Spirit arrest you right now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And we thank you.
Thank
now
you.
Come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Amen.
Our own Deacon Joe Jackson is going to come and back Mother Helen up with a word from the Lord for us. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Now, don't forget the family prayer. Jesus is going to meet you there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless his holy name.
Thank you.
And govern yourselves accordingly to everything that is going on. The fasting, the scriptures, praise God.
Yeah.
The consecration. Everything, praise God. And bring somebody to church this Sunday.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So, you have a God blessed night. Amen. And we just want to say we love you. We love you. And so does God. Have a God blessed night.
Yeah.